Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Rant over. Normal service will now resume on the new music train.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this episode of March 2025 New Music. My name is Patrick Foster. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you to everybody out there who participates in new music. It means a lot. I love listening to it. Can't wait to see what everybody picks each month, and have learned so much from our listeners' taste, which is par excellence. I want to tell everybody that we have started new music, and it is the 15th of April, if you're listening to this on the day it is released. I hope you've had time to file your federal income taxes, because that is the law of the land, and you want to make sure you do that. So I know a lot of people may be busy filing their tax returns, so we are going to give you a couple extra days here to turn in new music. If you still want to get under the deadline, do your best to get in those picks by the 17th of April. That's right, April 17th, which is this Thursday coming up. So it gives you a couple days if you want to get something in right under the wire. We'd love to have you. If there was something that came out in March that caught your fancy, and there was a lot of stuff that came out in March that would be capable of catching one's fancy, from all I can hear. All right, with all that said, I want to thank everybody for contributing. We've got a nice little batch here in our basket of new music, and we're going to get started with our listener picks, as we traditionally do. And we do that by going over to the tape player and pressing this recording. He's got it.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, interns, fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners, and of course Shadow, not to forget any tuxedo-wearing New York-based rodents. A somewhat grumpy Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Stirling with my new music picks for March. Why grumpy? I might hear nobody asking. Well, as I record this, I've just listened to the Elite 8 episode of the pod on my morning run, and I have some thoughts. I appreciate that by the time this new music episode airs, the tournament will be long finished. However, a number of things need mentioning. Firstly, Mr. Patty wins the Understatement of the Year award for describing Black & Back as, I quote, maybe a little guitar heavy. Secondly, and like the more diplomatic Bill Mulligan, I cannot believe I'm living in a world where three of the best eight albums of the 80s are by a band whose allure that clearly grips a large portion of the podcast community, but continues to elude me. Better than the greatest heavy metal album ever made? I mean, please. And that's Master of Puppets for any living in Matt's Mania world and thinking there's a lost Matt's metal album now that they somehow neglected to vote for. It's Master of Puppets, people. And don't even get me started on Peter Gabriel's So, not even making the starting 64. If So isn't one of the best 64 albums of the 1980s, then I really do worry for the future of the world. Although, given the news cycle, that might not be a problem I have to worry about for too much longer in these crazy days. It appears only that Prince, Tracy Chapman, or Robert Smith can save us from a replacements win, or worse, an album released in 1979, winning Best Album of the 80s. I know it was released in the 80s in Stateside, but having London calling as an 80s album is as ridiculous as the Super Bowl winners calling themselves world champions. Just saying it so doesn't make it true. Anyway, rant over. Normal service will now resume on the new music train. It's been another really excellent month for new music, and I'll spoil for choice. My first pick is a stunning new single from national frontman Matt Berninger, Bonnet of Pins. It tees up forthcoming new solo album Get Sunk very nicely indeed. A wonderful driving slice of indie rock, and Berninger's trademark laid-back drawl draped all over it like an even more laconic American Jarvis Cocker. Great stuff. And my sources on the New Music Network tell me that a certain Highland Park Harry of Los Angeles is a big fan of this one too. Essex, a county northeast of London for non-UK listeners, and the band Telepathy. Made up of three Polish brothers and English guitarist Richard Powley, they purvey what their Bandcamp page accurately describes as heavy, cinematic, instrumental music, a description that fits them perfectly. They get inspiration as much from the likes of Hans Zimmer, as well as more obvious touchstones such as Tool or Deftones. My pick will be the epic Tears in the Fabric from their new album, Transmissions. And that'll do for this month. I'll wait to find out if my replacements rant will get me excommunicated from the Church of Rocking the Suburbs. And just looking ahead to a future bracket, the answer to the best album of the 90s is OK Computer, and the answer to the second best album of the 90s is Dogman Star, so we can just skip straight on to the 2000s now. Next year anyway. But as ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have picked. And if in doubt, ask what would Robert Smith do? Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Hello, Jim and Patrick and Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Bob Peterson calling in with my March new music picks. There certainly were many good releases this month, and my light work schedule gave me a lot of time to enjoy them. My first choice for this month is the new album Broken Glass from Neil Francis. I first heard of this singer-songwriter, keyboardist, piano player a few years ago when Keith Jacobson reviewed his last album, In Plain Sight, on New Music Picks. And I've become a big fan of his 70s retro style ever since then. Kind of reminded me of a cross between Elton John and Leon Russell. And on his new album, he continues that retro sound, and he infuses a lot of 70s-era dance music into that, a lot of funk and soul, and even disco at times. In fact, his first three songs kick off with disco beats backed up by the singers from Say She She. But the song I'd like to feature is one of the more conventional pop songs on that album called What's Left of Me. The next album I'd like to review is the new release from My Morning Jacket called Is. And I've been a fan of this band for at least 20 years, so I was excited to hear what they had in store. This was the first time that they actually didn't produce the album themselves. They got someone from the outside, none other than Brendan O'Brien, to man the board. And I have to admit, after my first listen of the album, I was a bit underwhelmed. The production did stand out. It seemed less organic and more slick than their prior albums. In addition, the songs seemed less adventurous. They didn't really stretch out and have any extended jams like their prior releases. But on future listens, I realized that this is a really good album. Why? Well, the songs themselves are very good. And even though they're not jamming a lot, they play very tight and really still capture the dynamics of the song. The song I'd like to feature is one called Everyday Magic.
I make a promise to myself to say I need some help this time.
last choice for new music picks is the album from Brian D'Addario from the Lemon Twigs. It's his first solo release, and it's entitled Till the Morning. On this release, Brian continues to show his many influences from late 60s pop that are too numerous to list. And you'll hear a wide variety of styles on the album, from Baroque pop to country rock to Beatlesque pop tunes. The song I want to feature is called Till the Morning, which is the title track, and it channels the Kinks from the Village Green. All right, those are my picks for this month. I look forward to hearing everybody else's picks. Please continue to listen to the podcast and check out all the great radio shows on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio, including mine, Midlife Crisis, which is on Thursdays at 4 Eastern. All right, until next month.
The answer to the best album of the 90s is OK Computer, and the answer to the second best album of the 90s is Dog Man Style, so we can just skip straight on to the 2000s now.